grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Hello. That is a great song. I never get sick of it, eh?
Never.
Ever.
Well, g'day and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And kia ora, dear listeners. Yeah. I've got some really good news.
This is good. This is good.
Cannabis makes you less dumb. That's my headline.
Less dumb?
Less dumb. Apparently we all get a bit dumber as we age. Lose a bit of cognitive abilities and IQ points.
Mm-hmm.
The new study that's come out of Denmark, 5,162 men, no women, so we'll just apply this to men at this point, but there's a lot of studies like that where they only get men involved.
That's strange.
It is a bit. They say it's a hormonal thing, but
what do you
surely
think?
Half the population's women, so you need to know either way, right?
Well, that's true. But also, I think a lot of men, you know, they age kind of more rapidly during... A lot of women outlive...
about me?
Absolutely not, Chris, because you've got the backy on your side, the wacky backy.
That's right.
But, preventative. You know, a lot of men, you know, pass away earlier and kind of get those, like... A lot of women
not looking after themselves is probably a lot of it. So what the study did, is it a longitudinal one where they kind of follow people through their lives? They tested their cognitive function at the ages of 22 and 66.
Ooh.
So a 44-year period.
Mm-hmm.
What they found, this is in the journal Brain and Behaviour, if you want to look it up, the participants with a history of cannabis use had significantly less cognitive decline over their lifetimes compared to non-users. The average cognitive decline was 6.2 IQ points.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but actually... It probably is.
You know,
yep. After they've adjusted for confounders, cannabis use was associated with 1.3 IQ points less cognitive decline than the decline observed among everyone else.
That is so crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, that.
I like it too. It doesn't sound like a huge amount, the 1.3 less, but anything less is great. And the thing is it's dispelling this myth that's persisted for quite, you know, long decades that somehow cannabis was causing cognitive decline or for people to get a bit stupid. So it turns out we all get a bit stupider as we age, but if you have some cannabis over your life, you get less stupid. And this was irrespective of frequency of use or the age of initiation. All of that was associated with fewer negative effects on cognition.
Okay. Oh, really cool. And, you know, I love a longitudinal study. Who doesn't?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, as long as they're done well. Because the thing with longitudinal is you don't have an actual control in that it's not, unless you're looking at twins, but it's not, it's not a double-blind, randomized clinical trial. It's more like looking at the real world and what happens to people. And then you've got to adjust it a bit for all the other behaviours that people get up to. That's what they call the confounders. Normal in the States had a great quote on this, and this is why it's relevant to Marijuana Media. These results, this is Paul Armentano, these results contradict one of the more prominent and long-standing stereotypes about cannabis and cannabis consumers. It is unfortunate these stereotypes often go unchallenged in the media and elsewhere. It's even more unfortunate that studies refuting these long-held stereotypes seldom receive the type of mainstream attention they deserve.
Yeah, it's true.
It is absolutely true. And an example of that is back in 2012... there was a very widely reported study that suggested that cannabis use in early adolescence was associated with lower IQ at midlife. And the reason it's midlife is this actually came from the Christchurch Health and Development Study. This is people born in 1973, 74.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, my cohort, all born in Christchurch. And what they did is actually Duke University in the States took the data and put out this study. So it's of this Christchurch cohort. They took the data and they said... drop in IQ. That was reported all around the world. Here, of course, because they go, wow, New Zealand data, oh my God, front page of the Herald.
Yeah, we get so excited.
So it was really widely reported. Then all these other researchers went, hang on, there's something fishy about the study, and this certainly doesn't match with other experiences. So some other researchers adjusted for the confounders, particularly the alcohol and tobacco use, which they had not adjusted for. And so when they did that, they found no effect on IQ.
Whoa, major oversight alert.
Major oversight. And that refutation got barely any coverage. And in fact, if you look among our New Zealand media, zero coverage of that refutation, even though they had done massive headlines about supposedly finding the IQ drop.
That's bad.
Yeah, so shame on our local media, shame on them. It's actually refuted by the National Academy of Science in the States, which said the methodology is flawed, the causal inference drawn is premature, it's likely to be an overestimate, and the true effect of cannabis on lifetime IQ could be zero. JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, also just actually this year said they looked at people who used medical cannabis and they found no significant adverse changes in either brain morphology or cognition.
Yes, and we spoke about that a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Brain morphology.
Right. That's right.
Which is, you're not the fried egg, guys. Don't worry.
That's right. You're not the fried egg.
That's not your brain on drugs.
Yeah. And you can't get much better than JAMA. That is really like the gold standard. So if they're saying what a load of bollocks, then...
That's a big dog saying that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. So there you go.
That's some great coverage.
Protect your brain by consuming cannabis.
Woohoo.
Some good news on that front. This was in today's media. Radio New Zealand and One News both reported this. This is the New Zealand Drug Trend Survey.
Really interesting. And we encouraged a lot of people to take part in that. And I did.
Mm, good, yeah. Good. Well, that's what it's all about, is people who use and consume sharing their experiences and what they're actually experiencing. And what this latest one has found, cannabis is getting cheaper and home growing is on the rise.
Win-win.
That's win-win. That's win-win. Right. The cannabis is getting cheaper because you've got legal medical cannabis, which is getting cheaper, which forces the illicit suppliers to always be cheaper than that so that people would actually want to use them. Otherwise, if they were like more expensive or the same, you'd go legal.
Yeah.
So the only kind of advantage the illicit suppliers have is by being cheaper. So that does bring the price down, which is good for everyone. And the home growing, they're saying, well, that's probably just social acceptance and the rise of online kind of sources of equipment and... seeds. And when you think about the police here did massive raids in all the grow shops that they've never really recovered from, and turns out, you know, 10 years later, you know, and some of these owners of grow shops were put in jail and things and had everything taken off them, and 10 years later we see that home growing hasn't actually declined, but it's increased because they've displaced the physical stores with online stores.
Exactly. Go. I usually don't like the internet, but I like it in these cases. It's winning.
I thought that was very good news. Another thing that they found on sort of a related topic, cocaine use is up.
Yes, and yeah, wastewater testing showed that a couple of months ago, didn't it?
Yes, cannabis doesn't show up in the wastewater, so they don't have those kind of estimates, yeah. Because that's because it stays in your system for so long, I guess. But the cocaine going up in the survey corresponds with the wastewater. And a great example of that was the cricketer, Doug Bracewell, who this week, it was revealed actually on Monday, that he had a stand down from cricket for a month for cocaine use showing up in a post-game test. And the interesting thing there is it's provoked this amazing Herald editorial, a bit like the one that was a couple of weeks ago where they called on the police to just stop arresting people for cannabis. We have so much violent crime that they should be getting on with. And the Herald, old Granny Herald, said, stop busting people for weed, you Muppets. So now, in response to this cocaine stand down, and normally they would be all over it and going, oh my gosh, gossip, gossip, you know, and let's get some shots of him at his lowest, and hopefully he's going to cry. And,
he's wearing grey track pants. His life's falling apart.
Instead, their editorial said, and this is the headline, none of our business.
Which is insane. That is a mic drop moment from the Herald.
If only more employers
thought
that. Twice in a row. You know, if actual employers thought that about what people get up to in their own private lives, there's also none of their business. So this was interesting thing in this editorial. They said that even though the recreational use, or they're calling it recreational, had no impact on a sporting performance, but this has raised familiar questions about New Zealanders' attitudes to recreational drug use and our unbalanced notion of what it means to be a role model. And they go on to say, many Kiwis tend towards puritanical purience. Whatever that, puritanical purience.
okay.
That's a double. When it comes to discussions about other people's drug use, of course, you know, don't look at me, we're talking about other people. This approach, though, has not kept the worst effects of drugs at bay. Mm. And they quote the head of the Sport Integrity Commission, Rebecca Rolls, great name for someone.
It's a really good name for someone in the sports.
Yeah. There's absolutely a role model piece here, she said. She's trying to talk it up to the media, saying, you need to cover this. This is a role model thing.
Yeah.
Cricket chief executive Scott Wienick said Bracewell had let themselves down. The Herald, after quoting those two, said, none of your business. You need to butt out. If we presume, and this is a great quote, if we presume sports people should be pristine role models with no personal vices, then we ought to extend the same presumption to other role models. Politicians, media personalities, and pop stars could also be subject to random drug testing, with the results made public and a one-month ban from doing their job.
Which is insane. And that is, yeah, I mean, you're in the sports. If you're in a sports job or career, or and you're a sports player or an athlete, there you go, that's a word. You know, you're so much more likely to get drug tested. And it's like, hold on, we got politicians who are, you know, out there. And we know what
they're doing. Even police, for example, don't get drug tested.
Exactly. It's like, just because he's a cricket player and has been found, you know.
Yes. So the Herald weren't seriously calling for that kind of testing, but they were saying this is the hypocrisy of the situation.
Yep.
Yes.
Why does he have to be perfect?
Yes, exactly. It's for something he's doing in his own time, even though it's cocaine, but it could be weed. And of course, if we think back to our cricketers of the past, Ian Botham, the old English all-rounder, admitted in his autobiography that on a tour of New Zealand, he had cocaine down inside his glove so that at the crease in the middle of the field, he could pretend to be scratching his nose and have a big snort before facing the next ball. This was in the late 80s and that. Where do you think this coke came from? Probably with him, right?
Yeah, probably with him.
Just a guess, but probably. And then if we look at the New Zealand team in the 90s when they went to South Africa and a whole bunch of them were stood down for sharing a joint at a barbecue.
Oh, and it see, was... that's not fair.
No, it wasn't. And particularly because they were scapegoats for the older ones who did not get stood down, who were really at the source of the controversy, which, just between you, me and the listeners, involved wife swapping on tour. And that's why that all happened. And the young people of the team ended up taking the, you know, having the can for it. And that included, what's that guy, Fleming, that became the captain later on. He was one of them. They had to get stood down.
My gosh.
For smoking a joint at a barbecue.
My gosh.
After the game, too. After the game.
My final question about this is it, would it be performance enhancing?
Well, funny you should say that. certainly it's not counted as that.
Just an honest question.
Yeah, in terms of the why it's banned in sports is because it brings it into disrepute because it's illegal. There are three categories for the ban. It's either performance enhancing or bad for the health or bad for the look of the game. And it's that one. It's illegal, you shouldn't be doing it. So they're not saying it's performance enhancing or bad for your health. It's just illegal and we don't think you should do it.
So it doesn't make you a better cricketer, everyone.
Although... maybe it does. I consulted Ed Rosenthal, the old guru of ganja, and he said, just in case you're wanting to know, what's the best strain for your brain? Because, you know, you want to protect your brain, right? Reduce that cognitive decline. Get hold of some Thai tannic. That's a cross of the old Thai Buddhistics. Some Thai tannic, some Dr. Grinspoon, or some white satin are apparently the best intellectual buds.
Real good tips.
That's right. And if you want some physical buds, you know, for endurance, performance, Big Buddha cheese, Northern Lights times haze or Kali mist are the recommendations.
Better living, everyone.
We're here to help.
What is coming up on the horizon?
So, speaking of which, tomorrow is DAC Friday. Everyone goes on about Black Friday. Well, actually, it's DAC Friday.
So
come into the hemp store with your DAC and enjoy your Friday. We have our medicating zone outside, and the doctors are in from 12 to 4:20, so you can go legal and get that cheaper cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors are not in this Saturday. Just wanted to let everyone know. Unfortunately, last minute cancellation, but come in tomorrow, Friday, get your prescription. But Saturday, you can... what we're going to do, if you turn up on Saturday, we'll grab your details and the doctor will call you back at a suitable time and do an online telemedicine type thing.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can still do it that way.
Still sorted.
Yeah, yeah. So come on in. If you can't make Friday, come in on Saturday. We'll just grab your details and we'll make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, the drug driving legislation is due back in Parliament on the 4th of December. Is that next week? No, it's the week after. So yep. We've still got a little time. That's the third reading, the one that they voted into law. So if you've got any concerns with being popped as a non-impairing some recent use in the past or whatever, but you're not actually impaired, is what's going to happen, make your views known. Because individual MPs can propose amendments, things can change, no matter what Simeon Brown wants to pass, it could change.
Get those letter-writing fingers ready.
Flip them a quick email.
Yeah.
It's good if you do personal experience and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Thursday in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tonight, is the old Merry Christmas K Road, first Thursdays.
Oh,
and,
lovely.
And the Saturday after that, 7th of December, is of course
J-Day. Oh, that is so exciting. That is so close.
I know. It's coming up.
Wow, that snuck up on us.
It's going to be epic. We've got heaps of stuff organised. So that's the 7th of December in Albert Park.
Love it. Thank you so much, Chris.
It's a pleasure.
Get your Christmas shopping done at the Hemp Store, everyone, I reckon. Mm. Just get it done now.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next song we're going to play is Living Like This by Vibe Chemistry, which is Chris's suggestion.
Thank you.
I like it. Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with man.